Thursday, Parshas Pinchas, Shir Laman Gimel.
Okay, my friends, before we start the sugya, I would like to go straight to the Baal HaMor for a second just to read you a quote from the Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor is here on the Rift. There's a Baal HaMor, there's a Melchames, and about how do we paskin over here, the Gemara asks the question, so I'd like to read for you the Lashon the Baal HaMor says when describing the sugya. He says, "Harbe deos upirushim mischalfin b'shmuazu." There's many opinions and interpretations that are being switched mischalfin b'shmuazu. In other words, there's all different opinions going back and forth on what is going on over here. It's very, very confusing. So we're going to try to make as much seder as we can. There's different, also there's different girsas and different rishonim. We'll start with the Gemara Rashi Tosfos and Beis Hashem Tziat Tishmaya. Hopefully, we'll be able to make a sikum. The Gemara starts at the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Voisei techav tefach heichon ma'amidoi. Where should you put the tefach? It appears to me that the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai was just a fact. What was the fact? Where's the tefach? Don't know. It's a guessing game. The halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai was just tefach. You figure out where. That's the tefach hecha ma'amida. Amar Rav ma'amida k'neged ha-yoytze. Rav says you put it by the yoytze. You have to see what that means. K'neged ha-yoytze. What exactly does that mean? Ma'amida k'neged ha-yoytze. Amri lo Rav Kahana Rav Asi lo Rav Yamidenu Keneged Roish Tur. Why you bring Keneged Ayoitze? You should do a Keneged Roish Tur. This is the Gemara Shasik Rav. It's a machloikis in the Rishonim. What does Shasik Rav mean? Either Rav was Shasik because we have a regular klal Shtika Gaida, or Rav was Shasik because he wasn't interested. He wasn't Mesiaches. We see many, many places, apparently Rav's behavior, that was Rav's derech, was not to really answer questions. Shasik Rav. Now the Gemara continues, says, it menami or mishmol mishmei delevi ma'amino k'neged ha-yoytze. V'chein moirin be'er medrosha ma'amino k'neged ha-yoytze. Sounds like k'neged ha-yoytze is the way to go, which would be Rav. If that would be true, so why was Rav shasik? He was a mesiaches, not because he was Maida. Because it seems like we paskin like Rav. Okay. What is the different opinions over here? Says Rashi, Keneged ha-yoytze. Mokoim sha-mechitza kala be'eza she-yirtza. Where the mechitza ends, whichever one you want, im-shtayim, if the two of them are mizrachis tzifoynis, are the east, north, yasa tefach. Those are the two pictures that Rashi gave us in front of us. In the picture that we have, Rashi puts the Mizrach on top. In some of the new Gemaras, they wrote that. Even though we usually put Tzafan on top. Now, for all those that haven't yet gotten their education, we have north and south is up and down, and Mizrach and Ma'ariv is east and west. So in a normal compass, you would have the north and south on top. Rashi seems to be putting the Mizrach on top. That's the way many of the Midas go when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. We're facing towards Mizrach, but it doesn't make a difference. It's just a question of how you're just turning your compass, but everyone will agree that north is opposite south. It's always east is opposite west. So over here, Rashi seems to have on the top the east, and the bottom, the west. And then Rashi says, where is this tefach? Besoiv tzfoinis mektsoya mitzad mairiv, or mizrachas litzad darim. In the picture we have, according to Rashi, so it looks like the tefach is touching the other two walls. And it's a straight tefach touching the other two walls. That's the way that we seem to have it. Yamidenu keneged roish tur. What's their question? Says Rashi, b'miktsoya tzifoynis ma'arobis be'alachsoin. What does be'alachsoin mean? on an angle. Rashi now is saying that, and this is l'chayra, the main knech of the kasha, why don't you put the third tefach on an angle? Oy mizrachis deroimis, kisha mechitzas maravis sefinis, shenira noite lebeis mechitzas, umechsi kearba mechitzas. Roish tohu telem ma'aneh shal soif sada, shatlam kolam v'holchim ba'alachzoin ze'aruch v'ze ma'at. In other words, when a person takes a tractor and he's doing the corners, he keeps on making the lines smaller and smaller and smaller. That's what it means, Roish Tor. There's eventually going to be a final little teeny line, which is going to be a diagonal. We have to see exactly what Rashi's doing over here. But we'll start with this. Rashi says, it's merci. What's the advantage of Roish Tor? Whatever Roish Tor exactly is. Anyone? What is Rashi saying? What's the advantage? It looks like four mechitzas. It's more closed. It looks like four mechitzas. Rabbi Yisai, why do we need four mechitzas? Who says we need four mechitzas? Where do we ever see you need four mechitzas? Reb Shimon says you need four mechitzas. Very good. But we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Our Gemara is going according to my Dorma, Shnayim Kil Chasen, Shlish is Avilu Tevach. You need three mechitzas. There's no din that you have to have four mechitzas.
True, but the whole sukkah is for protection. Yeah, but the halacha of the Sinai of the shizat tefach isn't.
You only need three.
That's not a din.
There's no din of having
a. The tefach is not doing anything.
Tefach is doing something, but it'll make you three mechitzas. Yeah. Comes along. What's the question? Yamidene can I get a roish Torah? Make it four mechitzas. Four mechitzas? Who in the world says it? What do you need near a karab mechitzas?
It's not saying make four mechitzas. It's not saying make four mechitzas.
There's no source for four mechitzas.
That gives you what is required. Three walls.
So I understand, hold on one second, I want to hear what you're saying. I understand do the best, but do the best to make three mechitzas. Mechitesi, four mechitzas. Mandoch Hashmei. Who say you have to make four mechitzas? You're saying, I want to make four, but it was never a din to make four, it was a din to make three. I understand, make the three best mechitzas you can. If you want to tell me, position the third tefach in a way that's going to give you my best third mechitza, das herich. But four mechitzas, mechitesi. Chaim, what are you saying? So you're agreeing with me? You're agreeing with him? But there's no din of four mechitzas b'chlal. But it's not better in the three mechitzas. Let me try to explain. We did find a place where we had four mechitzas, my friends. We did. The question was a mistake. Happy that Rabbi Elephant's not in the room. Where do we find four mechitzas? Anyone remember? We have the pasuk that was only according to Reb Shimon. Alpitos is only Reb Shimon. Even according to Tos is only Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's from Yeshaya, but it's only. Where do we find four mechitzas?
Diyumdin.
Remember, we said we need to have a tefach on all of them, right? We asked the question, why do we need all of them? You should need a tefach on three of them. Because we said, when do we say that you're going to, we could use three mechitzas? Three kilchasen. But once you're having shvacha mechitzas, then you have to have all four of them. So too over here. Maybe what he's saying is, if you'd have three full mechitzas, would I need, is there any need at all for a fourth mechitza?
No.
Not necessarily. But now that I'm saying that it's Shnaim Kilchos and she's the field of Tefach, it's the Shvach. It's the Zelbeke Shvach as Diyumdin. What was Diyumdin using? What was the thickness of the Diyumdin? Diyumde Sukkah? Tefach. You're using the Tefach, so how much do you have to close? All four. Comes along, over here also, you want to use the Shlishas Tefach, do it in a way that it's near a Ka'arba Mechitzas, close off all four.
That's so different.
It's so similar.
It's not. You have two full walls, so even just a Tefach gives you some closure.
Ein Achanami, over here, you have more than you have over there. But now we could already use Chaim Svara of Tefastim Ruba Loi Tefasta. which is lemaisa, you don't have three full walls. So mechatesi that the third, that tefach is enough to just give you one wall. Maybe it needs to give you two. Where do I find that from? I see by the yumi. We see that there's this inyan of four walls. I saw it from the yumi. Not only by Diyumda, my friends, even by three full walls, there's kind of an inyan of the fourth tzad. Because when you have three full walls, what's the fourth? It's a Pesach. It's not. It's not open. It's a Pesach. Pesach means that we have there is an explanation for the fourth wall. We have a drasha. Basukas, basukas, basukas. How many definers do you need? Three! There is no makar in the Torah for four walls. Ichfege kasha. There is no makar in the Torah for four walls. I brought you diumden, that's a gemara. You're bringing me another gemara. There's no. Where do we get it from? Where do we get four walls from? Lo kayam, only according to Reb Shimon. We're not going like Reb Shimon. There's no din of four. The Mishnah says, she'ein la. Shalosh Tefanos, netto, period. That's it, that's all. There's never a din of four walls. It doesn't exist. If there's no pasuk, so why in the world are we saying, oh, let's give you four walls? Well, where's four walls from? There's no makor for four walls. I was better than that. I basically tried to give me a teretz. Chaim, you hear my kasha? It's pasukas, pasukas, pasukas. Chad the gufe, you only left with three.
It still could be that
Rav Moshe
Sinai wants you to have four.
Where's the record four walls?
Here.
What mechatesi? Where are you getting that from? Where are you? Why in the world would you make that up?
What? Doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because it's extra.
Four is also extra. There's no din of four walls. The Torah says basukas, basukas, basukas. That means there's only three walls.
Not making four walls, but it makes like four walls. You have something that looks like four.
Why do you have to make it look like four walls?
The best third wall you can get is what it looks like four walls.
Why do you have to look like four walls? What needs four walls for?
Why is that the best? The best third wall you can get.
Why? Why?
Because that's the best enclosure that you can get from your third wall is when it's so good it even looks like you have four walls.
But we don't need four walls.
You don't need enclosure from fourth wall, then it doesn't matter. Then the third wall in and of itself is fine.
And the third.
No, because
this is
clearly a
better third wall.
You don't have three walls.
You have
a better third wall.
A better third wall.
I'm saying
it, but there's no
different
four walls.
You don't need three four walls. Once you have two, we're going to be Makel, and we're going to light it up, Sefa.
But why does that
help? But we're going to have some parameters, so where should we use
the okay, so make it the best. But why four? There's no din of four.
No, the best possible you could do it.
Oh, the best of three. But why four?
It's not three, though.
It's only looking like four walls.
But I don't need it to look like four walls. There's no Indian of four walls. Why do I want it to look like something I don't need? There's no din. That's what I'm doing. Wait, see, that's not saying good. Say Besser. Say Besser. What does Rashi say? Let's look at Rashi again. Top Rashi. Yamidena can I get Rosh Tor? Bemiktsoya tsefoynis marobis ba'alachsoin. We have to get back to what these things are. Okay. Rashi says it's mechzika arba mechitzos. I'm asking you a question. There's no din that you have to have four walls.
He's not saying it has to be four walls.
What is he saying?
He's saying it's three walls.
What do you need to look like four walls, though?
He's protected. It's not looking like four walls. He's protected by four sides.
It says it's mechzi ke'arba mechitzos. It looks like four walls. What's the inyan of looking like four walls? I think the pshat is like this. Rashi bedafka is using the word mechitzos and not defanos. Dafka. Is there a din of four mechitzos?
Yes.
Is there a din of four defanos? No. When Rashi says the revius is kula pesach, what does he mean? The fourth side has a definition to it. You need to do, Tovia, what was the word that you used before? Gidur? That we need that the tefach should do the best at creating a, I don't remember the word you used before, a separation. Separation is mechitzos. So Halacha Moshe Mesinai says Shnayim Ktu Defanois and one Tefach will create you your separation. But Havana, I need it to be separated from all four sides. So if it's Mechzika Arba Mechnitzois, that's creating a better separation. I've separated better. I'm good with that.
Why do you need Mechnitzois?
What?
Why do you need any Mechnitzois?
Because we see that there's a din that a sukkah needs to have a makoim. The halal of the sukkah has to be defined. I have to be magdir, what's the makoim of the sukkah? In a chanami, it's not midin defanos. What?
The
defanos are there to create for me the Mechnitzois. And the Mechnitzois is from every side. That's why the Revius afilu tefach. Revius is kula pesach. What does that mean? Revius is nothing. No, if the Revius is nothing, then I don't have a space. So I have to say through the defanos, I'm creating for myself a makoim. This is my reshus. By sukkah, all I care about is what? I'm sorry. Again, by Shabbos, all I care about is what? Is creating mechitzos, is creating its own reshus. By sukkah, it's nischadesh, that it happens al yidei defanos. Now the Gemara, the next sugya, which we're not going to get to do, migud avidoyfin linyan sukkah avidoyfin linyan Shabbos, is how can one now work for the other? But the idea is that I'm trying to create for myself an area here. So if it's mechzika arba mechitzos, I'm fine with that.
Why is Rebbe more okay with that than the Fanas? Where do we have that idea that you need four mechitzos? You don't need four. You need two.
So that makes a question. No, those aren't mechitzos. Those are the Fanas. The Fanas are going to create for me.
In a classic case of one, two, and then a little bit, you don't have four mechitzos, and that's okay.
We're saying that we have four mechitzos. Even by three full walls, we have four mechitzos. The fourth mechitzos, Kulei Pesach.
Right, by three full walls, but I'm saying by two and a little bit. By two and a half.
That also you have. That also is going to be
four mechitzos.
You do? What?
What do you have four mechitzos?
That's called four mechitzos. That's a whole shayla of how exactly. Let's assume that that's four rukhais. Mechitzos from four different sides. It's called mechitzos from four sides. North, south, east, and west. North, south, east, and west.
As long as he's protected from four sides.
Right? So this is called protected from four sides. That's what it means, arba mechitzos. It looks like you're being protected from all sides. So I see this as being more of an enclosed area. How many defanos do I need, Avada? Three. But I want to be enclosed from all four sides. So is this called enclosed from all four sides? That's what it means, net mechzika arba mechitzos. It's creating that it's enclosed from all four sides.
Three defanos is enough to make you enclosed from all four sides.
Right.
Why here you're trying to make you more enclosed on all four sides. I mean, we're trying to do more than three defines. Three defines is enough to make you enclosed on all four sides.
Right.
Here, for some reason, we're trying to go even farther than that. We're trying to go past.
Because in Achlamet.
Because
it's not a real wall. So therefore, even the third wall is not a real wall. So I'm not enclosed on the third side really. So I want to make it enclosed on both sides, or make it look like enclosed on both sides. So that way, it's not like I'm only open on one side. If you put it over here, it's totally open on one and a half sides. So I put it over there. It looks like I'm only open on one side. It's like that I have a wall over there. That's what it seems like. L'choira, that's the pshat over here. Okay. So we know what the pshat according to Rashi is keneged ha-yotze. What's the pshat of keneged ha-yotze according to Rashi? Connected to the other, to the what did you say?
To
one of the outer two walls. What does Roish Tor mean? Over here, it's a Machloikas Achroinim. I'm going to go right now, for argument's sake, with the easier pshat. And I'm going to say Roish Tor is like the picture that many of us have, which is, look in the picture. You see that? Does everyone have the picture? Some Gemaras don't have it. Which is also, it's touching the outer wall. And it's leaning inward. Reb Shloima Zalman Orbach says it's a little bit inaccurate, the picture, because it's leaning in too much. According to the way that it's leaning in, it's going to hit somewhere in the middle of the wall. So he says you have to lean it a little bit less so that it comes a triangle. Right? The way we have it over there, it looks like it's going to make some sort of weird P or something, or it's a peso fis. Make it into more that it's going to form the shape of a triangle. That is the other pshat that perhaps we would have over here in, according to Rashi, of what's going to be the Roish Tor.
But then you're not going to have four mechitzos.
Ah, That's a very good question. So how do you see, how does it have four mechitzas? It's like a rough four mechitzas.
Yeah, but it'll be three.
It might be, I'll tell you where it might be four. It's rough. Yeshua is bringing out, so how is it mechzika arba mechitzas like that picture? The answer is, if you're sitting in the corner, you have to be sitting like deep into your sukkah for you to feel like you have four walls.
Go behind the tefach.
Go behind the tefach, yeah. I don't know if you could go behind the tefach. We have another shiloh over here, which the Achroinim ask, which is that, how big is your sukkah? In this picture, if your sukkah is Zion al Zion, is this going to work?
No.
It won't work. Why not?
Because the tefach is taking out.
It's taking out from your tefach. So it's a very funny question to me. Because could that be what the Halacha Moshe Sinai said to make it on an angle? It can't, because it's not always going to work. Unless... the question was, maybe the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was only a zokivorin in a sukkah gedoyla. That would be a paralig azach. And as he's saying, listen, I'm telling you, Rav is saying, can I get that yoytze? Is that going to work in all sukkahs? L'choyer, that tefach would work in all sukkahs, the way that he wanted to do it. Comes along with Kana Rav Asi, says, maybe make it Rosh Tor. The way that you're suggesting Rosh Tor, which is on a slant, it's not going to work on a small sukkah. Elamai, maybe I'm suggesting do it this way, and the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim would only be said on a sukkah gedoyla. Yeah. However, if you look in the words of Rashi, we're going to have a hard time for Rashi to be saying the picture. That's why in some Gemaras they take the picture out. Let's look at the words of Rashi. Yamidenu keneged roish tor, says Rashi. Bimiktsoya tsifoinis ma'arovis ba'alachsoin. Tsifoinis ma'arovis ba'alachsoin seems to be, according to the picture that we had before, the corner tsifoinis ma'arovis, or mizrachis droimis. Now, Mizrachis Deroimis, when the Mechitzas are Maravis Tzofainis, is not touching at all. It's not touching anything. So, Rashi is giving us two options. L'chayra, they're going to be identical. The first option has it touching one of the walls. The second option has it touching neither of the walls. So if you look, we gave out the Ma'ar Mekomis in the back. We have over here different pictures. It's not clear if Rashi's Reish Tor is Beis or Dalet. If it's Rashi's Reish Tor is Beis or Dalet. I was saying the picture has it as being like Beis. But in the way that the Rashi in front of us seems to read, it's...
in the Oi.
In the Oi. The Oi is going to be like Dalet.
Where does this picture come from?
It was in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara.
Change the gear.
What? Oh, so you might have to change the gear. So Shaz, which gear should it change? The Marshal changes the second one in order to make it work like the first picture. And the Marshal changes the first one in order to make it work like the second. So,
well, clearly whoever wrote the Gemara had it like the first one.
Because yeah. Whoever wrote the Gemara, yeah. Even though those pictures are also a little bit shaky. Maybe he's changing what's the top, what's the bottom. Rabbi said, I have a mental block with Rashi doing Dalet. I'll show you why. What is, according to Rashi, Keneged, look at the pictures if you could for a second. What is Keneged HaYoytze? Keneged HaYoytze is picture Aleph. Right? You want to see the pictures? I'm going to have another one. Keneged HaYoytze is picture Aleph. If you're suggesting that Rosh Tor is picture Dalet, let's start here. If you're suggesting Rosh Tor is picture Beis, so I see that as being Aleph plus. It's the same thing that Aleph has, just a little better. It's okay, we're fine. It's Aleph just a little better. It's just on a slant. What does it add if it's can I get Rosh Tor? So I can understand the question. Why don't you do what you do just a little bit? You lost a little space. Okay. So I'll set sign. It's talking about a sukkah gedoyla. Okay. But I understand what the advantage is. But if you said that Keneged HaYoytze is Aleph, and I'm saying that Rosh Tor is Dalet, so I'm saying a whole different thing than you. It's a totally different vibe. You are saying it should be touching the sukkahs, the walls. And I'm saying, you know what? Put it in the opposite far corner on an angle. So, I obviously think they're supposed to be touching. So, listen. The way I would say it is, life is a system of trade-offs. I think they should be touching. You think it should be over there? Okay. It's like, I don't hear the kasha.
Or would this be five machiches or not?
No, it looks like it's one, two, three, but it looks like four.
Does it look like those are five? One, two, three, four, five. Could it or no?
How is it five?
One, two, three, four,
oh,
five.
Yeah. Well, it's a different, I got wall. It. Yeah, yeah, but that's, we consider this all, that's not called five mechitzas. If I would make a pentagon, it's still called four mechitzas. Because four directions. That's why we say arba ruches. So it's funny to me what the kash is. Maybe that's why Rav is Shosek. He's like, look, guys, I think it's supposed to be touching the wall. I mean, you know, guys, Zaygezunt, sayonara. I don't have anything to say to you. You know, if you're saying the same thing as me, just a little better, I should have to answer you, right? I'm saying, if I'm saying Aleph, you're saying Beis, I should have to answer you, right? You're just saying, I said everything you got, just a little better. Tilted, and you have Anirkat, Kimikarba Machitzis. But if you're doing Dalit and I'm doing Aleph, I don't really hear the Kasha so stark. I obviously think they're supposed to be touching. The walls are supposed to, you're putting a wall out in your hoppets. But the truth be told, that seems to be the way that Rabbeinu Avraham Menahar clearly learns the sugya. And some Achronim are learning that way in Rashi. I was happy to learn in Rashi that the suggestion of Rosh Tor is the picture of Beis.
How did Dalit even work in the first place? The Tefach's in all nowhere.
So let's see. Comes along the Rishonim, the Ramban, and argues on Rashi in the Keneged HaYotze. In the Keneged HaYotze, argues on Rashi. Comes along the Ramban and says that can't be Pshat in Keneged HaYotze, because if the picture is like Aleph, then the sukkah, the entire width of the sukkah is just going to be one tefach. Ramban. In Milchamas. In other words, I will make, look at in what we drew a picture of, we didn't give it a number, it's really hay. And where we drew a dotted line across, he says, that's as big as your sukkah is going to be. And if your third wall is only a tefach, so how wide is your sukkah going to be? That's ridiculous. So that can't be what Pshat is in Keneged HaYotze. So Rabban argues on Rashi. This cannot be Pshat in Keneged HaYotze. I'll prove to you that this would be the size of the sukkah. Just that dotted line, which would only be a tefach big. And that can't work. Therefore, what does Keneged HaYotze mean? Says the Ramban, Gimel. Where I send my wall all the way to the end. What does Keneged HaYotze mean? Across, opposite the Yotze, all the way at the end. That's where my tefach is. Rabban says my tefach is in Gimel. Keneged HaYotze. What does Keneged Rosh Tor mean?
It's the letter hey, right.
Yeah. It's the shape of the letter hey, according to the Ramban. That's what Keneged HaYotze is. And Keneged Rosh Tor makes sense, it'll be Dalit. You want to do over there at the end, okay, so I'll do it at the end, just I'll do it a little fancy, I'll do it on an angle.
Well, then it makes more sense that you step back forward.
Right. Yeah.
Also makes more sense to watch another remark, Keneged HaYotze.
Keneged HaYotze, yeah. He seems to say that's Keneged HaYotze. There's one more pshat here, Rabbi Yisrael, which is a pella, which is a pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva says, do you know what it means? My mida keneged HaYotze? He says, Keneged HaYotze is Gimel, the hay. And what was Rav Kahana's question? Amar le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rabbi, Amidena Keneged Reish Tur. Reish Tur was Aleph. Reish Tur is Aleph. So, it's very funny. The Ritva's Pshat is what you wanted Rav Kahana and Rav Asi to be asking on Rav is really the opposite. It's going the opposite direction. In other words, Rav is saying, put it at the end. And Rav Kahana and Rav Asi is saying, why don't you put it in the beginning? Why don't you put it next to it? And we have the opposite, where Rav is putting it right next to it, and we're asking, why don't you put it far away? It's like, which one is Shmer? This is so strange. You're asking a kasha on Rav. Rav, why are you putting it over there? Put it over there. Why should I put it over there if I could put it over here? So one gear is, Rav, put it close. You wanted to put it far. The other gear is, Rav, put it far. You wanted to put it close. Like, so which one is a kasha? How do we understand what's going on in the sugya over here? What are we asking? There has to be some sort of oimek to the kashas. What's the oimek to the kashas here? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's see Tosis for a moment. We're just trying to break open the sugya, and then we're going to do a little bit, hopefully, to try to give a little bit of shed some light on what's going on. Yamidenu keneged Reish Tur, says Tosis. We have to figure out what Reish Tur means, my friends. We have different pshatim. Reish Tur can either mean Aleph, according to the Ritva. Reish Tur can mean Dalid, or Beis, or Dalid. Those are the Pashtas, the Rosh Tours. Aleph, Beis, or Dalid. Any of those could be Rosh Tur. Aleph is the Ritva. Beis is Rashi. Dalid is the Ramban. What does Tosis hold? The Amidenu can't get Rosh Tur. The Afal Gava Tegiyotze Beze Omar, Beperekama, the Erevin. Asi Avir, the Haigisa, the Haigisa, Umavatale. Right, Tosis by warning. How could you put it by Reish Tur? Why don't you say Avira de Haigis of Avira de Haigis of Mevatale? There's air on both sides. The air on both sides should be Mevatale. So over here also, Asa Gids Avira de Haigis of Mevatale. Gabe Vihirachiv Me'esa Amas, Vigabe Ora Asla. So it should be Mevatale. So I basically look on the page for a second. L'choira, in the case of Aleph and Beis, you can't say Avira de Haigisa of Avira de Haigisa bimavatale. Why not? Okay. Because the air that's on one side is totally out, it's not benegeya to our mechitza b'chlal. It's not relevant to our mechitza. If I make a corner, I can't say the air outside of the corner is bimavatale. That air is like, doesn't exist, because it's out, it's famacht, it's gone, it's irrelevant. There's no shaykhis. When you look at the case of Dalit, for example, where on both sides there's opening to your sukkah, I could say, Asi avira dahaigisa v'avira dahaigisa mavatale, because on both sides there's open. So therefore, what do the two open sides do? They're mavatal the mechitza. But in the case of Aleph, you're going to say the air on the other side is mavatal the mechitza. It has nothing to do with the mechitza. That's outside of my, it's outside of my rishus. It's outside of my halal. So the Chayru, when Tosis is asking his question of Asi Avir the Haigisa the Haigisa, Chayru Tosis is saying that it must be you're putting a tefach somewhere in the middle of your gidur, of your whatever your mechitza. How can you do that? Asi Avir the Haigisa Haigisa Mavatale.
Yeah. He's learning like Rambam Tosis.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be that?
What? Because you have to have openings on both sides in order to call Avir the Haigis the Haigis Nimavata.
The more Erevin is talking about because it's Kerbal and nothing to do with
Haigis. That's what it's talking about, that there's air on both sides. You want to make a Mechitza. So if there's air on both sides, then it's going to be.
More air on both sides than Mechitza that you have.
And Achrami, so we're saying that.
But if you still have more air in your Mechitza, it's not considered a Mechitza.
That's not his Kasha. His kasha is avir at the high gisa with the high gisa. There's air on both sides of you, and if you have avir on both sides, it's going to be mavata the machitza be'emtza. So ilachayra, if it's kimin gam, if it's in an angle, there's no avir b'high gisa. It's not called avir b'high gisa. Is when you there's a ruach, and we're trying to I'm trying to make a machitza on this side, and there's avir going in on this side on both sides of me. That's going to be mavata lachayra. It's going to have to be something similar to dalid. My only shaila is David. If it's exactly Dalid, or maybe you have to move that tefach in a little closer to make it like the shape of a triangle, just with like the bottom missing a little. Because over there, it's not really avir on each, there's no real avir on the side of it, it's avir on an angle of it. So there's no real avir on the side. What I'm thinking is maybe picture really has to be like this. Like this. This is the Rosh Tur. Trying to make a triangle, because then there's Avir over here and Avir over here. Like the shape close to Reb Shlomo Zalman. But the shape that we have, so it's not really Avir on both sides. This, because it's in neither side is it really going through. It's okay. What's Tosis' teretz? Tosis says, "Hacha de tefach mechitza diaraisa." Ve'uchsa gemirila lo asi avira mavatale. Tosis, "Hacha tefach mechitza diaraisa." Ve'uchsa gemirila lo asi avira mavatale. It's not going to be mavatale. What's Tosis' teretz? Chmenas Tosis means to say as follows: what's the gedder of shlishis afilu tefach? Tosis is saying tefach mechitza diaraisa. The tefach is a mechitza. Is the pshat the tefach is going to function as a mechitza for the rest of the wall? And I'm going to see it as if it's going to do mechitza on the rest of the wall? No. If it's trying to close off the rest of the wall, what would I say? Asi avira d'hai gisa, avira d'hai gisa mevatalei. But Tosis learns that the tefach mechitza diaraisa. Tefach is a mechitza. If tefach is a mechitza, so then I don't need it to. I don't care about what's on the two sides of it. It's irrelevant to me. All I need is I need a tefach mechitza. Do I have a tefach mechitza? Yes or no? I have a tefach mechitza. On this side it's open. That side it's open. Who cares? If you understand the function of the tefach is to try to create mechitza on the whole side, I'll say, look, you can't create a mechitza on the whole side. There's avir here, there's avir there. You're being swallowed up by avir. But if you're just saying tefach mechitza, so then I'm good. So we have to figure out here in the sugya, which is going to be a very big Pesach in the sugya, is how does shlishis tefach function? Is shlishis tefach, how does this work? How we're saying shnayim kelchas and shlishis afilu tefach. Does it work that it's as if the tefach closes off that entire side, or just the tefach alone is good, or perhaps we'll see that there's a third mahalach? These are the questions that we have in the sugya. So again, the Ramban argues on Rashi. Rashi said that if I have shlishis tefach, that what does that mean? It's touching the picture of Aleph. Ramban said that won't work because all you're going to close off is that area. What does Rashi hold? The Chora Rashi is going to hold that no, the Tefach is going to extend over the course of the entire wall. So if I have a Ki'ilu, a imaginary wall, all the way till the end, how much is it going to close off?
Everything.
The Ramban says, what imaginary wall? Where'd you get your imaginary wall from? Shlishis Tefach? Shlishis Tefach, because Tefach works. Okay, but how much is Tefach going to close off? Only a Tefach. There's no imagine. It doesn't extend. Rashi Kenzain holds the Shlishis Tefach is an extension of that wall. So how much wall do I have on that side? The entire side. That could be perhaps the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Ramban. Beis Hashem B'Neder, we're going to continue with this. Go through the other Shitas, hopefully. Next week, I'd like to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha. On the end of the parasha, Pasha speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu handing over the reins, passing over the mantle of leadership to Yoshua. And the pasuk says, Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he knows even there's going to be someone else, he says, Vaydaber Moshe l'Hashem, Yifkol Hashem l'kei ruchos l'chol basar ish ala eda. Put someone in charge. Asher yotzi lefneim, asher yavo lefneim. Someone should go in front of them, should come in front of them. Asher yotziim, asher yaviim. That's going to pull them up, push them, pull them, push them. It sounds like he's got a lot of work to do. V'lo si adas Hashem, ketzoyin asher ein lehem roya. It shouldn't be like a sheep that has no shepherd. And Hashem responds, kach l'chaz Yeshua ben Nun, isha sheruach boy. Place from your hoid, from your splendor, on him. The man yishmu kaladas ben Israel. And Chazal darshan me hoidcha, veloi kol hoidcha. Rashi says, me loi kol hoidcha. Nimtzeinu lameidim pnei Moshe kpnei Yeshua, kechama pnei Yeshua kpnei Levana. Moshe's face was like the sun, and Yeshua's face was like the moon. And the Chazal say, "Zekeinim shavaisa dar amu oilanu loisa busha, oilanu loisa chlima." It's embarrassing. Pashup shad. It's embarrassing. You have someone like Yeshua. Look at this. Look at Yeshua. Just like he doesn't even shine. I mean, Moshe shines like the sun. Yeshua shines like the moon. Oy gavalt. What's with the manhigim nowadays? We don't have good enough manhigim. Chas v'shalom. What does it mean? Oilanu loisa busha. Oilanu loisa chlima. What does it mean? So the Chofetz Chaim says the Pshat as follows. What it means to say is like this. He says, Derech Mashal. There was one time a fellow lived in a town, and he had this get-rich-quick scheme. He thought of a way he's going to make a lot of money. It wasn't going to be so quick. It's actually going to take a little while, but it's going to be he had this whole plan concocted, how he's going to make a lot of money. He just needs like an investor to come with him. He's going to go overseas, and he has like this way of this whole business strategy, and he's going to make tons and tons of money, and he just needs someone to invest a little bit of money. He's got no money. He's no two nickels not to rub together. He needs someone to just invest a little money with him. He's going from door to door. He's telling people, listen, I got this plan. I'm going to make tons of money. All I need is your help. You just come with me, and we're going to make it rich like crazy. You just come, invest the money. You'll be my partner, 50-50. Or, sorry, not 50-50. 25-75. Can't give it all away. Shine, first guy, not interested. Second guy, not interested. Third guy, he's going from door to door, trying to find someone who's going to go with him. He needs capital. He needs money. He needs someone to help invest with him. He's giving 25% of his profits. Finally, he finds one guy who's asking him to do it. And they leave. And, you know, they're leaving, and everyone's, you know, thinking they're probably going to lose all their money. Anyway, comes a year later, and they're coming back to town. And the rate is that they didn't just strike it rich. They are filthy rich. They are mad rich. And everyone comes out to see. And there's like the whole town is there. And the first guy comes back, the one who had this whole brilliant idea. And he has this gorgeous, gorgeous carriage with gold appointments. And he has 8 white, beautiful horses that are carrying his carriage. And he's the most beautiful clothing, and everyone's staring at him like, this guy is way wealthy. And he drives in the town. This is the mashal of the Chofetz Chaim. And then the other guy comes in, his investor, his partner. Now he only made 25%, so he's coming in with a really nice wagon, but it's got silver appointments. And he's got 6 drawn horses, not 8 drawn horses. His clothing isn't as fancy, but it's nice. But for some reason, when he comes in, the people are much more distraught and distressed. So one of the friends, they're asking themselves, like, why are you so upset? I mean, the other guy's got the gold, he's got the silver. Why are you upset? So that's very simple. The first guy, he had a apparently brilliant strategy plan to make himself rich. Okay? He had the idea. I didn't have the idea. So I'm not jealous of him. I guess I should give him the idea. But the second guy, I got the same opportunity. They came to me, also asked me to invest. And I just chose not to listen. I could have been him. That could have been me. It's not. That is demoralizing. That's what's frustrating. Says the Chofetz Chaim. No one's jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. But what was Yeshua already? Yeshua was just a Talmud. It says Lo Yamush Yeshua Mitocha Oil. He just sat there. He listened. He just wrote notes. Yeshua. All he did was he just followed everything that Moshe was saying. He was like Pnei Halavana. It's just reflecting the light of Moshe of the Chama. As the Kainim said, like he became the Gadol Hador. He became the Manig. But we didn't. Why? Because we just didn't bother. We could have done it also. We just didn't put in the effort. Moshe Rabbeinu, we couldn't be. Lo kam b'Yisrael ka Moshe Ol. But Yeshua, we could have been. That's the bush. So I've always said, we did a lot of Chazorah, but you know, and we have this like right here, but we could keep it with us forever. And Rabbi Elephant was emphasizing to us, make it a relationship with Sukkah. Chazor it and understand it, and it could be something that will be a kinyan for us forever, and we won't be embarrassed when other people is like, why did he become so great? You know what I mean, have a great job, so.
Awesome. Go home, coming back. Diving for me to come back alone.
Oh, stop there.